Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Ellen.
I'm Anissa.
My name's Anissa.
And I'm Ellen.
Hey, everybody. It's Ellen.
And Anissa.
This is Anissa and Ellen Raw. And this is Raw.
It's Raw, baby.
We're coming to you from Atlanta, and we're so excited.
We are so excited. Our vision for the Raw movement is... more than anything, we really want to allow other women to tell their story. So we will be interviewing women from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some will be in the fitness world and some won't. Well, and just being able to share their stories in the hopes that hearing how their journey towards authenticity, mm-hmm. in whatever that means for them, inspires and gives space and permission for the rest of us,
right.
to own that part of ourselves.
Right.
Hi, I'm Anissa.
Hi, everyone. This is Ellen.
And this is Raw.
How you doing, mama?
You know what? I am, like, really good. I taught a couple classes today, so I'm, like, gelling. My body feels like, you know, that kind of yummy tired?
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
a good tired.
My body feels a little yummy tired.
I'm actually pretty stressed out. Yeah. We just have a lot of things going on at my full-time gig. And it was kind of funny because when I saw Anissa out in the parking lot and we got out of our cars, I said, "Can stress cause you to bloat?" And what did you say?
Yeah.
Well, actually, she said, why wouldn't it?
Oh, why wouldn't it? There we go. Yes. Why wouldn't it? That sounds like an answer that I would get.
Yes.
For sure.
And so I'm extremely bloated, mm-hmm. today. How's that for Raw?
You know, I mean, that's about right.
It is right.
Real authentic women, actually inauthentic women, bloat too. So it's an equal opportunity.
I wish Hot more mess. Perfect women bloated as much,
yeah.
as I do.
I wish, you know? All those Instagrammers bloated.
I wish that they wouldn't take the bloat out,
I know.
of the photos,
right.
which is what we're going to talk about
so
today.
So can
right?
you do that? Can you take bloat out of photos?
Well, I think you can Photoshop.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
some
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, make yourself look nice and lean, like you're in one of those old, those, what are those, clown mirrors?
Oh, yeah.
You make
yeah.
yourself look all tall when you're really 3'5" or whatever.
I would love it, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what we're going to talk about today,
we
right?
are. We're going to talk about, since RAW is the acronym, is Real Authentic Women. And so... we want to talk a little bit about what authenticity means to us, because
exactly.
we have, I mean, I think authenticity is one of those truths. So I think that there, it's like an absolute, but within that absoluteness, it means something different to different people.
Exactly.
And so we're going to talk about authenticity, and maybe we'll even talk a little bit about, clarify a little bit about that, what RAW is and how authenticity can come in so many different packages.
Exactly.
And that we honor them all.
We do honor them all.
Yep.
I mean, you have to. What does authenticity mean to you, Anissa? Mm.
So I guess kind of the way that I'll explain what authenticity to me is to kind of tell a little bit about my journey in the last couple years. And so my history is, I have 5 kids, and for a spell of that time, I was a single mom. And when I moved to Georgia in 1998, I knew I needed to obviously get a job. And so I ended up getting a job at a preschool so that I could take my kids to work with me, because that just made the most sense. Well, I ended up doing that for 20 years, and I taught preschool and kindergarten at a place where I could have my little bits with me. And then even as they went off to elementary school, they could come after. It was just a really great fit for my life. A few years ago, my youngest finally got to the age where that was no longer appropriate, mm-hmm. for him. So here I was approaching, you know, gosh, I was 48, almost coming towards 50. And I realized that I could finally choose to do something different. And what in the world would that look like?
Exactly.
And so I began.
And it's
really
a little bit thrilling, but then it'll, at the same time, it's like, holy shit.
For sure. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't ever thought about myself, mm-mm. because when you're a single mom, you know, I worked three jobs sometimes because you do that. You do whatever you have to do, and they're busy. There's lots of them. And so I had never really stopped to think about what is it that I would want. And so when I started doing that kind of work, well, what is it that I do want? A lot of stuff came up. And it felt like, so there was a trigger, right? The trigger being, okay, I no longer have to do this anymore. And I loved it when I did it. Don't get me wrong. It was such a blessing to be a teacher. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And then I didn't.
Exactly.
And so when you work with young children, because I taught kindergarten, I think one of the worst things you can do is stay in that profession when you don't have your heart in it, because those little people deserve better.
I think they feel it.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And so I left that profession, and quite frankly, I'm still figuring it out.
I know you are.
Yeah.
We have these conversations a lot.
Anybody who knows me, I am a hot flipping mess when it comes to, being, acknowledging that the universe is plentiful. Boy, yeah, I have a hard time with that one. I'm working on it, that there's plenty. And so my authenticity, that journey really started from thinking about what is it that I want to do? And I'm making little quote marks for you, those of you that are listening, right? What is it that I want to
quote unquote
do? But it soon became who am I? And that was the kicker. Like, thinking about what it is that I wanted to do brought up all of these questions of, well, what is it that you like?
Exactly.
What is it that you're good at? Holy shit, you've been doing the same thing for 20 years. What is it that you're even qualified to do that doesn't involve children?
Mm-hmm.
I had never used a computer for work. I mean, we were old school. It was a small private school. And so many skills in this generation did not apply to me. Like, I remember you showing me something on PowerPoint and me going, oh, what is that? I mean, seriously. So you tell me, what am I going to do, right?
Exactly.
I knew I wasn't going to do that anymore. So I have had my hand in several things in the past few years, and it's still evolving.
And let me interject for a second. Sure. So one of the things that Anissa struggles with, and I'm hoping that it's not as much of a struggle as it was maybe a year ago, is that she has tried several jobs.
Mm-hmm.
She's done several things. And I mean, truth be told, in the last year, there's probably been
six.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say
easily
four.
Yeah. I think, well, you know, if you're talking about actual jobs and just, or other projects and things.
Mm-hmm. And so from an outsider's perspective, mm-hmm. it seems as if she is not committed, that
flaky.
She's flaky, mm-hmm. and it's absolutely not true. She is trying to figure out what it is that feeds her soul, that, you know, I think she has an idea of what it, I shouldn't say she has an idea. She does know. It's just trying to find the outlet that perfectly fits her. So I know that there's been folks that have talked about, you know, well, she flits from here to here and here and here. And Anissa and I have a lot of conversations about this, and I tell her, who cares what they say? You have to be true to yourself.
That's
and you
right.
know what? It's none of anybody's business, you
right.
know? And I would rather that you find what it is that you want to do than to be miserable, stuck somewhere because you just feel like you have to put more time into it to see if it's your gig. You're going to know if it's your gig or not. You know, you're going to
know. And you know what? You don't know until you try it.
Exactly.
Right. And you know, I kind of feel like I'm honoring myself right now. And if that irritates people around me, quite frankly, too bad.
Yeah.
Because I would not expect anyone else to do that for, I would never want someone to stay in something for my sake or to I don't know. I have to be true to what's evolving inside my heart and in my soul and
exactly.
what I'm being called to do. And what I feel, what's bringing me joy. And I'm not going to do the second half of my life
Mm-mm.
spending my time. I'm not going to do it.
And you
shouldn't. You know what? That if I did, I would be honest to goodness, whatever cracked open in me, whatever that is, this experience of deciding who I am, whatever cracked open, because that's what I felt like. It cracked open and literally rose up and expands in me. It won't allow it.
No, it won't.
So I can't even choose to stay in a place that is not aligned with me anymore. It won't. My spirit will not allow it. So,
well, I mean, I've visually seen you struggling with it. So I know what you look like when you just have figured out it's just not your gig. And, you know, there's that, okay, I've tried this. Where am I going to go from here? And you know what? You let it flow.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no rule book that says that you have to try a job and stay with it for 5 years before you can move on. And there's no rule book that says you have to do it within a certain time or a certain age. I mean, there are people who have not had careers that span over 30 years. There are people that love to flit from job to job. There are people who that's their jam, you know? I'm the total opposite. So I've been at my full-time gig for, you know, going on. I mean, I was hired there in 2006. So I'm going on, you know, 13 years. And I've been very stable in almost all my jobs, but I did move a lot because of my husband's job. But anytime I had a job, it was stable. But that's just me. You know, it's because I did the same job for 20 years.
You had the same job. So it's not as if I haven't been.
Exactly. And so, you know, my story moving from that is so different, you know?
Your authenticity wake-up call.
Yeah, is so different. It started with the whole menopause thing. And, you know, for somebody who's been in the health and fitness industry for so long and who's never had a problem with her health, gaining weight, any of that stuff, feeling good, feeling healthy, lots of energy. I've never had that issue, ever. And then all of a sudden it just creeped on, you know, early onset menopause. And it's just flipped my life upside down. I can't lose weight to save my life. My stress levels are just out of the roof. I can't sleep. You know, I'm having problems digesting foods that never bothered me before. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just such a crazy thing. And when you stand in front, here's the thing about it. Anissa and I, excuse me, are fitness instructors at a very well-known gym here in Atlanta. And we affect so many people when we stand up on stage. We communicate and we engage with so many people, whether it's in our classes, somebody else's classes, through social media, just at the gym, that when you think about two people who stand up on stage and are telling, you know, trying to help folks become healthy and fit, yet maybe not feeling it themselves, mm-hmm. whether it's physically or it's
well, and
emotionally.
I imagine that you even sometimes had a little bit of that because you'd never struggled with it, maybe starting to even have like a fraud or an imposter syndrome.
I do. You know, especially, and then when you go on social media and you follow famous fitness, you know, folks in the fitness industry, even your fellow instructors, and, you know, you're going the opposite. You know, I used to be super fit. Brian, who's our engineer, he knows he's been in my classes. I've never worried about gaining weight. And then I feel like, you know, here I am trying to teach them so that they can fill their cups with whatever it is that they need for their own health and wellness. And I'm feeling miserable. Like I'm feeling like sometimes I can't even walk in the door. And then I'm, you know, an influencer at the gym and I'm supposed to post all this stuff on social media and I'm not comfortable posting myself at all. It wasn't until Anissa and I just started talking about this whole accountability thing that I was like, you know what? And then I alluded to it in our first podcast. I overheard these women talking about me that I was like, you know what? I have to be who I am right at this moment. And it's not as if I'm not trying to figure out what's going on with me, but I have to be true to who I am, no matter what I look like, no matter what it is. And hopefully it'll touch other women. You know, hopefully there'll be some sort of community that will help me. And there has been, and it's been amazing. And Anissa has helped a lot with it. And I'm still trying to figure it out. I haven't figured it out.
We both are.
I know. So authenticity is you being who you are. One of the things that bothers Anissa and I very much is this whole trend in social media of selfies, and even some of the big name fitness people in the industry, if you go to their Instagram pages, it's constant photos of themselves in a bikini working out on the beach, or, you know, selfies with their cleavage showing with some sort of quote underneath it
that has nothing to do with the photo. Right.
Which is not a real representation of
even who they are.
Of who they are. I mean, it's absolutely not possible. Absolutely. So we started this thing called Show You're Strong. And, you know, it's literally about showing who you are while you are getting healthy and fit. And it could be working out. It could be battling a disease. It could be being a single mom with five kids and, you know, just freaking out at the end of the day because you don't know where you're going to get
the money. $100.
Yeah, or how you're going to take your kids to all these. You know, right. So it could be anything. But one of the things that I get asked about a lot is like breast enhancements and Botox and, you know, all of these things that are out there now to
which,
make yourself.
In all transparency, I have breast implants, so I'm just going to throw that out there so that, you know.
And she has, yep. And she gets Botox.
And I do, when I can afford it. Actually, that's what I got for my 50th birthday from my husband. That's what I asked for was Botox. And that's why I cut bangs. Because I couldn't afford the Botox anymore, so bangs. So it's one or the other with me, Botox or bangs.
I didn't even know that. That's
awesome.
Hell
yeah, girl, Botox or bangs.
Well,
so, you know, yeah.
And here's my answer to it, and I don't know. I think Anissa agrees. It's like, it doesn't. If those things make you who you are, if having a breast enlargement, if having Botox, if having
stilettos
or whatever,
and red lipstick.
Yeah. If you feel like you cannot leave your house without your hair perfectly done and your makeup, and that's true to who you are, that's authentic.
That's right.
That's authentic. Just because we're sitting here a hot mess with no makeup on and our workout clothes,
right?
That don't matter, yo. Okay, that's who we are.
Right.
So it's not about authentic is being, you know, organic and don't put
anything
in your body.
And don't shave your armpits. Yeah. Although it could be for somebody.
Yes,
somebody,
exactly.
You know, it could be, right?
What is non-authentic is showing the world something different than who you are behind closed doors. So that's not authentic. So if you're going to post, you know, selfies of yourself, and maybe it's the 100th selfie that you've taken, but man, your hair looks good and the lighting is good, and that's true to who you are. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Just because we just do one shot selfies,
even if there's snot,
not in them, doesn't mean you have to.
That's right.
What bothers us is when you project an image out there that's not true to who you are, and then behind closed doors or, you know, after we've known you for 5 months and all of a sudden you crack and then it's like whoa, what is going on there?
Well, and you know, here's the other thing too. You know, sometimes, especially in our space, if you're even, let's say, Photoshopping some stuff, and then you're positioning yourself as an expert and you've got all this shit going, you know, you're just looking.
Yeah.
And that's not even attainable because you can't even attain it.
Right.
Because you are Photoshopping in order to have the six-pack abs or whatever. That's wrong.
It is wrong. And let me just back up for a second. If you are that person whose image out there to the world is different than your image behind closed doors, and that's you, that's fine. That's you. What we're trying to do is to tell women that doesn't have to be you.
You don't have to do it.
You can be who you are. You know, you don't need to worry about all of that. Be proud of who you are. So Christina, who you met, who's kind of like our sidekick. I took a photograph of Christina on Tuesday night in my cycling class, and it was very warm in the studio, and she had lifted her t-shirt up and she bared her belly, you know, her soon to be six pack abs. I completely fucking love that. And she was so into it, and her arms were up, and she was having such a good time. And this is why we love her so much. And I took that picture, and I loved that picture. I posted the picture. She took it and she posted it everywhere. This is my authentic me. This is me. And you know, that six pack, she's working on that six pack, but you can see the stretch mark. She's had three children. And in her post, it was like, you know, this body, I'm proud of this body. I created life with this body. Mm-hmm. And she had no shame posting it out there. And that's fucking authentic right there.
Yep.
And yeah. I mean,
and the response. So this is, yeah, this is part of what we're, what with Raw, what Ellen and I, you know, kind of our hope for whatever, you know, for our Raw community is that the outpouring of,
exactly,
of just love this, Christina, and way to go, girl, and all of this, that gives someone else permission to say, I don't have to submerge who I am. I
right.
don't have to keep my rawness hidden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that when Christina does that, or anyone does that, shares something that is vulnerable or that's really true to them, that's sacred, when you open up and share that, you give the people around you permission. You inspire someone else to know that it's okay, that you don't got to be freaking perfect.
No. And I mean, you know, being perfect is a whole lot of fucking work, y'all.
And it's not possible.
Like, no. And I mean, you know, it's, you also get you get into that. And I don't know about you, Anissa, and mm-hmm. I find myself doing this. Like, I remember when I was younger, I was like all about like the outfits and the hair and the makeup. And it wasn't like I was trying to show who I'm not. I mean, I actually loved it. And then in my older age, I'm like turning into my mom. Like, I'm like more practical about it. I'm like, okay, like seriously,
right?
I'm just going to the grocery store. So why do I have to, I'm just going to put this hoodie on and put my feet in the slides and I'm going to go. And, you know, so it's not like I'm not wanting to take care of myself, mm-hmm. but I'm just like more practical about it. You know, why, if I'm running to the grocery store to pick up a Diet Coke, which I'm not supposed to drink anymore.
Yeah, but I still have an occasional Diet Coke because damn, who doesn't want one sometimes?
Exactly.
So
I'm going to just put my hoodie on and my slides, uh-huh. get in the car, go yep. get my Diet Coke and come home, you know? Mm-hmm. But, if you have to get dressed up every time you go out.
Right. To the mailbox.
Absolutely.
Rocket. Right?
More power to you. It's yep. like so much work. Like seriously, it's so much
but
work.
But some people, you know, don't. And I mean, I have friends that I look at and I thought, oh my gosh, if they, that is them, that
yes,
brings
definitely.
Out a truer sense of themselves. And you can see that brings, that their interaction with the world, they get to bring their truest self to
yes.
every interaction because they're wearing their high heels and their lipstick.
Absolutely.
And so that needs to be, I don't want people to think that Ellen and I are so closed-minded that if
we're
you,
not.
It, right, if you, you know, God, menopause, if my hair ain't falling out constantly, right? I mean, holy shit. So if you want to rock your extensions, I don't have extensions, but if you, I'm not saying I never would, okay?
Exactly.
But if you, you know, if that is you, because with menopause, some of us, me, my ponytail is half the size it used to be. I mean, that's just part
yeah.
of my experience.
It is.
So there's no, being true to who you are so that you can show up as your best self.
Exactly.
That's what's important.
What we're talking about. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Whatever that means to you, whether you, like me, wore your Danskin slippers to your first college class every day because you were not going to do much. But then, you know, there are other times I like to get all dressed up and go,
exactly,
you know, whatever. I mean, and I think, too, here's the other part. So we've talked a lot about externals,
right?
With in terms of being authentic. But there's an inner authenticity. And for me, I think that what that feels like to me is your character.
Oh, absolutely.
And so funny. So in our house the other evening, my husband was having a discussion about, you know, as parents sometimes have to do with children, about character. And I was so proud of him because he was talking about how, you know, asking, do you know what character means? And so as he was explaining, he was saying, character is what you do when no one is looking.
Absolutely.
That's your character. That's who you are.
Right. It is.
And so when you're developing, whether it's character or authenticity, who you are when no one's looking, like, you know, do you throw your trash on the floor or on the side of the street or, you know, those types of things, I think, show who you are. And not that you can't
totally agree.
Develop those kinds of things, but it was just really interesting. So let's talk a little bit about that, Ellen. Tell me a little bit, like, what...
Yes, Mom.
So in that moment when you decided that, you know what, regardless of what's going on the outside, I have to be who I am, period. Like, was that a feeling in your body? Is that a thought in your mind? Like, what is that? Does that come from?
Okay, so this is interesting. You said, you know, we've been talking a lot about the exterior and the interior. I think the interior, I mean, I know the interior completely affects the exterior. So if you are not authentically who you are on the outside to everybody in the world, then inside there's that struggle, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you are authentically who you are and you are battling with, okay, this is who I am, but this is who I need to project, I think eventually you would come to some sort of peace. It's when you're struggling inside that the outside sometimes makes you feel better. You know, it's just easier. I was struggling so bad because who I am authentically inside wasn't matching how I look, but I didn't really, and it wasn't really that I was so worried about the way that I look now. It's just that it was imbalanced. And so for the longest time, it's always been balanced, right? And then menopause kicks in and the outside and all the struggles that are going on outside. I was having some emotional, you know, I'm not a depressive person. I'm not very moody, but then all of a sudden that all kicks in because your hormone levels are all crazy. But you know, there were times where I just wanted to tell my classes and tell the folks that come to me and tell, you know, personal training clients, this is how I feel about this, but I felt like I couldn't because...
Oh, so there was the inauthenticity.
Yeah, because of, okay, I have to be a certain way because I'm this. But then all of a sudden, the exterior is catching up. And so it's imbalanced. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's imbalanced. And so then I'm like, I know that they're wondering what the hell is going on. You know, is she just not taking care of herself? Is there something going on? But then I'm spouting this because, you know, I'm spouting what I need to spout because I'm trying to help them. And it was just so imbalanced and it just wreaked havoc. So when I finally let that go, it all balanced itself out, even though I'm still not feeling 100% myself in terms of health, how healthy I feel. Now it's more balanced
and you're at
than
peace.
It was. And I have more peace.
Even though the shit still sucks sometimes.
Yeah. And
right?
it sucks
in spite of that.
Yeah. And so there were, you know, I think back to it, there were several years there because I've been battling menopause for, I want to say going on 5 years, because I remember exactly when it kicked in and it was about 5 years ago, but you and I didn't start talking and the rock community didn't come to be until
2018.
Yeah. and you and I had been talking about it toward the tail end of 2017. Right. So for several years there, I was just trying to manage it myself. Mm-hmm. Like I was just trying to keep it in. And there was an imbalance. Like, so projecting what I was out there, even though it wasn't, you know, selfies and hair and stuff, it was a totally different type of inauthenticity.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I gave myself permission and found kindred spirits, you know, you especially, cause you were the first one where I was able to just like, let it go. And so now, you know, it's still the struggle of trying to get back to becoming healthy.
And this is so funny because Ellen was the first one that I really opened up to about, you know, the fact that with my finances and
yes.
stuff, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and just the fact of feeling like at the age that I was, what a failure, right? Like
you did,
especially the community mm-hmm. that we live in, you know, the fact that I don't have a retirement, the fact that I don't have, you know, savings or all of these things, like how irresponsible or whatever. But I, you know, you don't tell people that.
No, you don't talk
you
about
don't
it.
You don't open up about that and share some of that experience. And that's funny because you were the first one that mm-hmm. I opened up and, you know, the shame that I,
right.
you know, felt about that and, you know, still feel about that.
Yeah. And it's not as if I didn't talk about my menopausal issues up until that point. Brian, who's our engineer, has been taking my classes for a while. And, you know, I would say things in class every now and then, but like to talk about the struggle, like the complete struggle. And truth be told, I'm one of those people that doesn't really have to try very hard to succeed at things. I'm mm-hmm. not being cocky or anything. It's actually, you know, frustrated my parents when I was growing up because I'm so smart, but I never applied myself like until the last, because I knew in my head, I'm going to get it done. So don't worry about it.
Right.
But it makes me a procrastinator at times, like seriously, where then I'm scrambling to try to get things done. I pull it off and I pull it off well, but so you know a little bit about it. So last right. night we team taught a class together uh-huh. and Anissa really got a look at my fly by the seat of my pants. Don't write anything down. Don't format anything. I get in
and
my
I
car.
Have my piece of paper yeah, and with her, all of my
all
notes,
her notes
and what I'm
like,
doing.
I literally get in my car, drive to the gym and I'm like, what am I going to do today? Ugh. So it's not like I'm not prepared, but I don't prepare like the night before or anything like that. So that's kind of been how I've been in my life now, that not all the time. But, so it's like one of those things where, I've never really had to try very hard at most things. So this thing, these last 5 years with menopause, where I've literally gained weight and am the most unhealthy I've been for however many years, has really given me a wake-up call, has really kicked my ass. Not just in terms of trying to figure out what's going on, but like seriously, I never used to have any problems with what I ate. I never used to have any problems with working out. I could slack off here and there. I could, you know, I never thought about it. And now it consumes me. Because I'm almost like that child who always gets what she wants, and then all of a sudden you don't get it, and you're like temper tantrum. You know, I want it. Why can't I have it? It's almost like that. It's like I've just slid through life, like just sailed through, gotten everything I wanted, been successful, and then here I am. I cannot seem to figure this out.
Right.
I cannot seem to help myself. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
And so it's like, it's a huge, like I spend a lot of time thinking about it. I spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, am I going to be like this all the time? Am I going to figure this out? I hate this. I don't feel like myself. I'm not, my body is not my body. Like I spend a lot of time like worrying about it as well, if I'm going to be honest, you know? And it sucks because it's a lot of it is out of my control. Some of it is, you know, there are things that are in your control that you can do, but a lot of it is just nature. It's like Mother Nature. And I'm not even kidding you. Sometimes I'm in my car, I'm 400 and I'm like freaking trying to dial back my road rage. So I'm sitting in silence, you know, and I'm thinking, girl, this is what you get for like procrastinating and for everything being so easy, you know, here you go. This is what you get. Now you got, but then to be honest, and I sit there and I think about people who are fighting cancer, mm-hmm. and people who are having, and I'm like, you know what? You are just feeling so sorry for yourself when there are other people that are struggling
right.
way harder than you. But it's all, you know, you can't think about it that way. Everybody's got
and
their
own
story.
And your mind is still going to yeah. tell your mind what your mind's going to tell
and
you.
And you can't dismiss and you can't not acknowledge people who are going through things that may not be, you know, life-threatening or,
right.
you know. So that's another thing about being authentic. It's like, you know what, if your problem seems so minuscule compared to somebody else's, it doesn't mean that you can't speak about it.
And you can't have your problem.
Exactly.
Have your problem.
Have your
right?
problem. Exactly.
But the one thing we've always tried to do is to let the problem be, right? We're not right. trying to be like, well, at least you don't. There's none yeah. of that, right?
No.
But it's still this idea of having an opportunistic outlook about it.
Like, exactly.
Like, that's not going to hold me down.
No.
You can still, mm-mm. boy, you can have your moment, right? But then we all just pick up and go
and,
on.
And my moments are very, it's not as if I'm having a moment every day,
right?
You know, and yep. you know, and truth be told, it's probably a lot hormonal too. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like any woman who's had going through PMS and stuff,
yep.
you know. But I used to just battle myself about it. You are, you know, you're being ridiculous. There are people out there who are, you know, this is not who you are. You're a bad example. You can't even, all that negative self-talk a lot in the last 5 years. And
we definitely will be doing a podcast episode about negative self-talk.
Oh, absolutely.
And we will be talking about some strategies for that.
But no, I'm tired.
I know, but that's
but I
kind
feel
of
good.
Like, yeah, see, and this is what, when you kind of allow yourself to have that space and our community allows
yes.
women to have that space, it lightens your load.
It does.
It lightens your load. It doesn't mean that it goes away or you have
no.
a solution today, but it also opens up the dialogue for someone else to maybe share something that they've done,
absolutely,
right? Shares
yes.
their wisdom mm-hmm. and their wisdom helps us to see another path.
I agree.
Yeah.
How's it been today?
Good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Seeing your beautiful face.
Yes.
And Brian's over there. Brian's got a t-shirt on that says Cuddle Monster
on
it.
I love Cuddle Monster.
And he is a Cuddle Monster. We're going to get him on here soon. Soon.
So
absolutely.
So the authenticity talk will be weaved throughout several episodes that we have, because that's key to kind of our platform. But if you're wondering, you can hear Anissa and Ellen on multiple platforms. You can visit atlpn.com, which is AtlantaPodcastNetwork.com, and on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and now
Spotify.
On Spotify. Just search for ATL Podcast Network or Anissa and Ellen Raw to find our show.
You can hit us up on Instagram, Anissa Ellen Raw. Anissa is Anissa Amason.
At Anissa Amason. There you go, girl.
At Ellen Nickel. And our website,
AnissaEllenRaw.com.
Absolutely.
And we will talk to you soon.
Soon.